A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 35 of our 40 days Lenten prayers and reflections. Today is Monday, 29th March 2021. Lord Jesus Christ, please help us to love other people genuinely. Let us be happy when they are happy, and let us contribute to the success of other people. Do not let us be objects of people's downfall, but they are object of lifting. For in the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Listen now for the word of God from the Gospel according to St. Mark chapter 14, the verses 1 to 11. Now the Passover and the festival of unleavened bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them any time you want. But you will not always have me." She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money. So he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. Dear friends, this story shows the action of love, but also that of betrayal. And the first is extravagant love. While Jesus was in Bethany reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. There is no better way to qualify the affection of this woman for Jesus. It was extravagant love. If love is true, there must always be a certain extravagance in it. It does not nicely calculate the less or more. It is not concerned to see how little it can decently give. If it gave all it had, the gift would still be too little. So what we learn from this is that there is a recklessness in love which refuses to count the cost. And the second thing is that love does not procrastinate. It takes advantage of the moment and does what it needs to do. One of the tragedies of life is that we are often moved to do something good, but we fail to do it. Sometimes we are too shy and feel awkward about the good we want to do. Sometimes it is a second thought that suggests a more prudent course. And this thought comes, or this attitude comes through in very simple things. It may be the impulse to send a letter of thanks to someone who has done something good to us. The impulse to tell someone of our love or gratitude. The impulse to give some special gift or speak some kind word that would make somebody happy. How the world would be so beautiful if we were like this woman who acted on her impulse of love, because she knew in her heart of hearts that if she did not do it, then she would never have done it at all. But from that exhibition of extravagant love, we come to the action of Judas Iscariot. And it is with consummate artistry that Mark sets as side by side the anointing at Bethany and the betrayal by Judas, the act of generous love and the act of terrible treachery. But why did Judas betray Jesus? And why do we often betray our Lord and even our own friends? There have been many suggestions to that question. And the first is that Judas acted out of covetousness. Matthew 26:15 actually tells us that Judas went to the authorities and asked what price they were prepared to pay and drove a bargain with them for 30 pieces of silver. The desire for money can be a terrible thing. It can make people blind to decency, honesty, and honor. It can make people not to care about the consequences of their actions and how far the desire for money can get them, so long as they get the money. We are all too aware of how many people have ended up in secret societies, so-called, because of their yearning for wealth and money, and how many have regretted but found it too late to retract. Judas discovered too late that certain things cost too much. Are you going to try to fight against that spirit of covetousness that is leading you to betray even your best friends and family members? And then there was jealousy. When Judas joined the 12, he had every gift and every virtue which might have made him great. But bit by bit, he became consumed with jealousy of John, the beloved disciple, and this jealousy drove him to his terrible act. It is easy to see that there were tensions among the 12 disciples. The rest were able to overcome them. But it may well be that Judas had an unconquerable and uncontrollable demon of jealousy within his heart. Dear friend, there are few things that can destroy our lives and the lives of others as jealousy can. Within families, amongst friends, within communities, and even in the church. How is your jealous anger leading you to betray others? And then there was ambition. Again and again we see how the 12 thought of the kingdom in earthly terms and dreamt of high position in it. Judas must have been like that. It might well be that while the others still clung to them, he came to see how far wrong these dreams were and how little chance they ever had of any earthly fulfillment. And it may well be that in his disillusionment, the love he once bore to Jesus turned to hate. There is an ambition within us which will trample on love and honor and all lovely things to gain the end it has set its heart upon. Let us think about the attitude of this generous woman who brought the oil and anointed Jesus, but also let us think about the action of Judas in betraying Jesus Christ. Let us think again of covetousness, jealousy, ambition, the dominant desire to have our own way of things. How are we different from Judas? These are the things which made Judas betray Jesus, and these are the things which still make us betray Jesus and betray one another. Dear God, thank you that you are a loving, gracious God. Thank you that you've offered us forgiveness and the gift of new life in you. Thank you that your love is perfect, it never fails, and that nothing can separate us from your love. We pray that our lives would be filled and overflowing with the power of your love, so we can make a difference in this world and bring honor to you. We ask for your help in reminding us that the most important things are not what we do outwardly. It's not based on any talent or gift. But the most significant thing we can do in this life is simply to love you and to choose to love others. Lord, thank you that your love is patient. Help us show patience with those around us. Lord, thank you that your love is kind. Help us to extend kindness to others. Lord, thank you that true love is not jealous. Help us cast aside feelings of jealousy or hatred or betrayal towards others. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and forevermore. Amen.